What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 114, number 114. All right. So sometimes we get in the middle of our lives and we just kind of start thinking everybody's at the same level that we are, whether that's at the bottom, at the top, anywhere in between. And sometimes I think it's really hard to realize that we're not all kind of in the same boat, right? We're not. I know we hear that a lot during the pandemic and everything else. We're all in the same storm. Truth is that we're not. And so because of that, I got a challenge for each and every one of you. I got a challenge. If we all band together, we can do some really, really cool things. So I hope that you listen to this episode and then also you do something with it. I hope you take something away from this episode and then you actually go out and do it. Let's make this a challenge for all of us to do together, because if we do, I truly believe it can change a lot of different lives. It can make a huge impact, not just on ourselves, but on other people. You'll get what I'm talking about here in a minute. Also, too, right now, if you're listening to this as we are, as this is getting put out, we're in the middle of giving the gift of beef to somebody. So if you have someone and you're listening to this up to date, in fact, before December 5th, make sure you nominate somebody. Send us an email at info@crossomeats.com. Nominate a family who could truly use the gift of beef this holiday season. Maybe it's somebody who's going through a rough time. Maybe it's somebody who's in a tough spot. Again, send us an email, info@crossomeats.com. You can message it to me on social media, even on Instagram at primal.king. You can message me there with your nomination. Let us know. This means a lot to us and it could hopefully mean a lot to someone else. And it could mean a lot for you as well, being the facilitator and helping this happen. So again, info@crossomeats.com to put in your nomination. We're giving away a full quarter of beef, maybe some pork on top of that. We'll see. And we've actually had a couple of people step up since then as well to make this even bigger and even better. And what an awesome, the snowball is rolling. All right. So listen to this episode, act on this episode, and let us know if you have any nominations. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? And as always, super excited to have you on board for another solo episode. It's a Thanksgiving episode. I mean, come on. It doesn't get much better than that, right? So if you're listening to the podcast up to date, maybe you're caught up. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving weekend. So hopefully everyone is spending that with friends, family. Maybe you're going to eat a little too much. I don't know. Maybe you're even going to drink a little too much. But whatever it is that you're doing, hopefully it's an awesome one. So I wanted to tell you, it was several years ago. I'd gone through I'd gone through and I'd pretty much lost my business at that point, didn't lose it, but basically just kind of quit doing it because it wasn't making any money. And I remember someone reaching out and being like, "Hey, do you want to go on this trip or something like that?" And it was just like, "No, man, like I don't have any money right now." And it's like, "Well, what do you mean? Like, you know, come on." And the person who reached out to me happened to be doing really, really well financially at that point. And just couldn't really understand the fact that I literally could not afford to go on a trip at that point in my life. Business had gone down, wasn't really making any money at that point. And it got me thinking a lot about how it seems like so often, and I've noticed this personally as well, is it kind of like as you advance maybe in your career, in your life, a lot of times it's almost like we assume everybody else is kind of doing that with us. Right? It's almost like maybe we're growing at a certain level. And so everyone else is growing at a certain level around us as well. I mean, I don't know, maybe on a different note, it's kind of funny because it seems like so often I'll find myself in situations where it's like, it seems like everybody's about the same age. And it just always seems like no matter what age I am, seems like I'm around people who are kind of like my same age. And it's like, well, no, the reality is you really aren't. Like that person's like 10 years younger than you. That person's 5 years older than you. But it's almost like because I'm, 38 years old or whatever, it seems like everybody else should be 38 as well. And the reason I tell you this is because what happens, I think, so often as we go into like holidays and we go into kind of like the greatest time of the year, right? Like Christmas is by far and away my favorite time of the year. Absolutely love everything about it. There's always just been something kind of magical about Christmas. It's not just the presents. It's just the time of the year and the feel. I don't even know, like the snow and the feel of Christmas to me, the lights and just, even shopping, like I hate shopping, but even during Christmas, it's like, it's almost tolerable for me, right? Like, I don't know what it is. I absolutely love it. And then, you know, you start realizing like, okay, when it comes to Christmas this year, like I'm not going to have any problems buying presents for my kids, right? Like I'm probably going to have the problem of, I don't want to get them too much 'cause I already have too much junk. Right. And I'm sure there's some of you can relate to that, but because like, we're finally blessed to be at a point in our life to where we feel like Christmas isn't a big deal in the sense of like a financial stress or a financial burden. It's almost like, because it's no big deal for us to go and buy presents, that it's not a big deal for anybody else to go and buy presents. Just like it is, like I said, like before, when the person was trying to get me to go on a trip and it's like, well, I can afford to go on a trip. Why can't you? Like, if I can, you should be able to. And it's like, dude, we're in completely different parts of our life right now. And I tell you that because as we go into the holiday season, there's, I know a lot of you listening to this to where you're probably doing all right. Like maybe it's tight to buy Christmas presents, but it's something that you'll be able to do, right? Maybe it's tight to buy food, but it's something that you're able to do. And we sometimes, because of that, we start like this inward focus of, it's, you know, we're okay, so I'm sure everybody else is okay too. You know, I'm okay, so I'm sure everyone else is. And the reality is that there's a lot of people going into the holiday season to where this is the absolute worst time of the year. I swear, like I will never forget. And it wasn't all that long ago. I mean, it's been several years now, but it feels like yesterday, to where like we were going into Christmas and I was like literally building shelves for my mom because I didn't have any money to buy Christmas presents. And like some days it seems like an eternity ago, and other days it seems like literally it was yesterday. And just the feeling, like the worthless feeling of not knowing, like, am I going to be able to buy Christmas presents? Am I going to be able to pay our bills and buy Christmas presents, right? Like all of these things start stacking up in your mind and you start questioning, like, if I do this, can I do that? If I actually buy the presents that I want, like, is there going to be anything left over to keep the lights on? And, you know, you're trying to rationalize all this in your head. And so like one of the things I always try to do is I try to never forget that. Like, I don't want to be stuck in that time in my life, but I also never want to forget it. And I never want to think that just because maybe we have been blessed enough to be okay this year for Christmas, that everybody else is okay as well. And so one of the things that we've done, and here's why I want to tell you about this, because I want this to start a snowball effect. A couple of weeks ago, a few episodes back, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, whenever it was, I did the episode about giving until it hurts. And I had a couple of people reach out, and it's been awesome. But we decided on our business at Crosso Meats to do a giveaway. So we wanted to give away a full quarter beef. So for us, like if you were to go on and buy that, it's a $1,200 package, basically, if you wanted to do that. And we were just like, you know what? We're going to do that. We're going to give away an entire quarter. Can we afford to do it on that business side of it? No, we really can't. But we're going to do it because like we can get by and be fine by giving that away. Now, here's what's awesome, though, and I know that they're probably going to kill me for telling you this, but literally, like, right after doing that, right after we put the video out, some good friends of ours, Brian and Missy Morgan from Hat Creek Training, again, they're probably going to be mad that I'm even mentioning it because that's the type of people that they are, but I want to recognize them. They reached out and they wanted to donate money on top of that for presents or for, you know, maybe like other types of groceries or something like that, and they wanted to be a part of the giving as well, and it was just so awesome. And there's been so many people that have reached out telling us just these heartbreaking stories already, right? Like, I mean, just like, and so to back up a little bit, we wanted to do this giveaway and we wanted people to nominate somebody else because we wanted to have somebody be able to maybe even indirectly bless another family. Because if it was just us being like, hey, like who needs some free meat, and someone, you know, everyone's raising their hand, that's one thing, right? But if someone nominates them, it's like, you know, if you nominate somebody and we pick that person or that person gets chosen to be able to get it, it's like you had your hand in blessing that family. Maybe you don't even have a lot of money yourself, but by you nominating somebody, that means that you had your hand in helping that family, even if you couldn't do it financially, right? And so it kind of gave us the opportunity to create hopefully a couple of different blessings. But then also what we've started to see from that is other people wanting to hop on that as well. And what's so wild about giving is that once you do it and people see you do it, a lot of times I believe that it starts a conversation to have more people help, right? It starts a conversation to realize like how many people are in tough situations. I mean, there was this one story that we've got so far already that, you know, it's a wife has like, I want to say three kids. I'd have to go back, and I don't want to tell you all the details because I don't want anybody's identity to be thrown out there or whatever. But basically, it was somebody who had had three kids, and the spouse had died recently, and they're like trying to run a business, and they have like, you know, all of this stuff going on, and they're just, I mean, they're in a tight spot. Now, that poor woman and those kids had nothing to do with the dad dying, right? This is not a pull yourself up by the bootstrap story, right? This is not a, you know, someone sitting around saying, woe is me, and I just refuse to work or get a job or contribute. This is like a literal circumstance. Call it bad luck, call it whatever you want, but this isn't like an excuse as to why this family is struggling. It's literally a circumstance that happened to them, right? And I'm the biggest proponent of like, don't let stuff hold you back. Do whatever you can to provide for yourself and be self-sufficient, blah, 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 right? Like I'm the biggest proponent of that. But the truth is that we all have points in our life to where we need help. Every single one of us, right? Like every single one of us, like just a little bit of help could have gone so far. And maybe you got it and maybe you didn't. And maybe if you got it, it made you a more giving and generous person. Maybe if you didn't, it made you a less generous person because you're one of those people maybe that think, hey, when I really needed help, no one helped me, so I'm not going to help anybody else. And if that is your mindset, I feel sorry for you because you're missing out on a huge opportunity to bless other people. And so here is what I'm asking. What I'm asking is not, don't donate to us. Don't hop onto our bandwagon. That's fine, right? Brian and Misty did that out of the goodness of their heart. That's fine. We love that. But I want you, please, I will ask you, there's so many things, like even in our small little town, there's like this wishing tree, I believe it's called, where you can go and sponsor a family to buy presents for them. Please do something this holiday season to bless somebody else. That is all that I'm asking. I don't care if it's $5. I don't care if it's a candy cane. Whatever you can afford to do, like please do it. Because I promise you, like I look back at my own life and when my parents got divorced and we had absolutely no money, like it sucked. Right? Like it sucked. Like you're a kid and you don't really know better, but you do kind of know what's going on. And, you know, I seen my mom working as hard as she could and she got out of what was a bad relationship at that point, right? Like it wasn't necessarily like anybody's fault. And it really wasn't like the kid's fault in that situation, right? And so there's always going to be somebody who needs a little help. And the holiday season can be so awesome. It can be so amazing. It can be so magical. Like the look on your kids' face when they run out of the bedroom or they get out of bed and they come running downstairs, whatever it is, and they see the presents and they see the, you know, the sparkle and the shine and you know, Santa has been there. And then you think that there's so many other kids who will wake up on Christmas morning and that will not be part of their experience. It won't. And it's absolutely heartbreaking to me to know that there will be kids who do that, who don't get to wake up on Christmas and have anything. And now this isn't a materialistic thing, right? Like I'm not saying that we should all donate to give the kids the $1,000 bike or whatever else. But what Christmas to me means is it means hope, right? It's just so much bigger than just presents and everything else. And the older I get, the more I realize this, right? Like when we're young, it is about presents, but it is about hope and it's about trying to help other people. And so like the reason why we did this giveaway is because we want to try to help somebody. And I know that giving somebody a quarter of beef, it's not going to change their life. It's not going to most likely be something that forever reroutes the history of their family or anything like that. But it is something that we can do as a family. It's something that we can do. And I guarantee you, like if you just took 5 minutes and you thought, what could I do? What could I personally do to bless another family? Maybe it's bringing somebody a meal. Maybe it's cooking for somebody who isn't feeling well. Like there's so many things, especially during Christmas and through the holiday season to where people are, man, they are depressed this time of year. Like some people this, like guys, I've told you before, like when the year when I was having to like build shelves for my mom for a couple $100 to try to put, like it was one of the most depressed times in my life. I felt absolutely worthless. And like if we can help people avoid that feeling a little bit, maybe give somebody a little bit of hope that there are good people out there. All we see on the news is bad stuff. The only thing that the news ever shows us is how bad everybody is and how much we hate this group and that group and that group hates this group and, you know, all of these different things. But the reality is that I feel like we're mostly good people. I feel like most of us are very, very good people, but you just don't see it a lot. And so the small acts, the small way of giving back, the small way, especially during Christmas and the holiday season, just doing something small, even if it's something that you don't feel like would be significant, it really is the thought that counts in that situation. And you never know, like maybe you give to a family this year and their situation turns around. And then next year, maybe they give to two more families because of what you did. And you may never even know the impact that you have. And that's the beauty of this stuff, right? Like that's the beauty of giving without expectation. That's the beauty of trying to just be a blessing and not expecting anything in return, is that you may help somebody and they may tell you thank you and that's it. And then you may never hear from that family again. But who knows, maybe a year or two from now, they end up coming into more success or more financial freedom or whatever it may be. And they go out and they bless so many people because of the fact that someone was willing to help them. And that could be you. It could be you. So all that I want to do is, number one, if you're listening to this episode up to date, as in within a couple of days, really, if it's between, let's say Thanksgiving and December 5th, you can nominate somebody to be a recipient of our quarter of beef. We might even throw in some pork. We might end up doing more. I don't know. We'll see. But before December 5th, I want you to nominate a family that you can bless. You can bless a family by nominating them. There's nothing, you don't have to pay for this. You don't have to worry about the shipping of it. You don't even have to deliver it or anything. Literally, the only thing that you have to do is you have to just send us a message or send us an email and nominate somebody and tell us why they need to be helped. We just want to know a little bit about their story to make sure that this goes to the family that we feel like truly, absolutely needs this. So you can do this a couple of different ways. You can email us. It's just email info@crossomeats.com. So info at cross, CROSSO, the letter O, not the number. So crossomeats.com. You also, if you go to Instagram, at primal.king, you can shoot me a direct message there, enter that way. You can message us on the Crosso Meats site, on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever. I don't care what you have to do. If you have to flag me down on the road, if you're local, whatever it is, we want these nominations to come in so we know who needs to get this free food, right? Again, you can bless somebody indirectly by doing this. The second thing that I would ask after you do this is go ahead and bless somebody else. Do whatever you can. Maybe it's helping an old person put up their Christmas lights that can't get out on a ladder. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's donation. Maybe whatever it is that you could specifically do for somebody. I just ask that if we could start this kind of this giving train, right? There's a lot of you who are listening to this podcast now. It's grown like crazy and it's so awesome to do that. And that's great. But if I could impact all of you out there to go and to be a little more giving this holiday season and maybe throughout the entire year, that's the next step, right? But if we could all band together, all people in, let's call it the primal kingdom world, I don't know. But if we could all band together and go out there and be a little more giving this year and give a little bit more than maybe what we want to, or give for the first time you've ever done it. If you've never actually helped somebody else out, I promise you, it will not only change their lives, but it will change your life also. It 100% will. You'll almost become addicted to it. It doesn't mean that you need to be walked over. I know some people, all I do is give, right? No, like bless somebody and you don't have to turn into a doormat. You don't have to turn into, you know, somebody who just gives everything and never gets anything in return and then you become spiteful about it. No, I'm just saying just start with one act of kindness. That's it. One blessing. Like help one family. Go get one family under the giving tree in your local community or whatever you call it there. If you go to a church, there's always families in need at churches. If you go to a synagogue, whatever, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be places where people actually need a little help. And please just do it. Just do it one time. And then let me know how it goes after that, right? Like I would love to hear from you, like the feeling that you had after you did it, especially if it's your first time of actually helping someone out. Give until it hurts, right? Like if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to the episode a couple of weeks ago because I feel like that's in line with this. And so again, make sure nominate somebody for this. But more importantly than that, just go be a blessing to somebody. It's Christmas. Maybe it's a great year for you, but maybe it hasn't been a great year for somebody else. And if we just understand that we're not all in the same spot, right? Like I've heard a lot of people say, hey, we might be all in the same in the same storm, but we're not all in the same boat, right? Because there's some people who are on a yacht and there's some people that are in a canoe trying not to tip over, right? And the reality is that when you're sitting on that yacht, sometimes you feel like everybody else is on the yacht with you. And it's real hard to see the guy out there in the canoe just trying to stay above water. And just understand that we might be doing well. You might be doing well. Whoever might be doing very well. But there's also a lot of people who aren't. They're trying to stay above water. They're trying to stay afloat. They're trying to maybe work more hours and they're trying to do anything they can to make ends meet and it still just isn't happening. And so go be a blessing to those people. Just do it, please. That's all I ask. All right. So make sure, enter somebody if you want to, but more importantly, be a blessing. It's the best time of the year. It can also be the toughest time of the year. So go out there, do something awesome for somebody, be a blessing, and see not only that change them and maybe their hope and their faith in humanity, but also hopefully it changes you as well to inspire you to do this more often. All right, everybody, get out there, give a little more. We'll all be a little bit better off for it. Talk to you next week.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.